Hello, everybody. It's a one woman band from Italy, Mio Beat.
This last album, I think.
Thank you.
First of all, you released it. It's nowhere available on a stream. You're not planning to release it, Mario. And you released it. Tell me a little bit.
I find myself stuck at home and I had bad time and I decided to do something. Previous record released in 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah. I started recording stuff and I decided that it was time for home recording and demo, but I wanted to try to record the takes properly. It's such a profession, even though I'm not a sound engineer, but I think.
Yes.
And I've always been very yourself, like one of Fugazi in Washington, D.C. And so I've always been into my records and gigs and doing everything. Probably because when I started doing this in Italy, many were telling me, you can do that, you're tough, you can do that, you can do more. You telling me, you can do that, to
yes.
do that. It was just, I just wanted to put on this.
What the idea behind the album? It's a little bit dark, but it's also not with how it was during pandemic when we were all a little bit also comfortable, right?
And that's the album. Exactly the way.
Okay.
It's not a concept album, but it was that kind of suspension, quieting mood where but my lyrics are not about this or talking about politicians. What I'm interested in is creating a sort of into each, trying to the listeners.
Like a little world.
Like, something parallel reality.
That's how it felt, actually. It feels like...
Yeah, that was the idea. It's for me. It helped me. So
yes.
In those two.
Why to put it on any streaming platform?
I think there are two main reasons. Is that I think point of view, play Spotify. You know probably me that I'm not really interested, and really agree with their policy. The other side is simply I had my previous album on Spotify, but it's just for me. It didn't attracting new listen. I can't more people bought on Spotify and. After the album on Spotify went on both the record, never happened. Never gave me any opportunities, professional opportunity with anybody. So I thought just for the kind of music I make, I'm addressing. So let's try not to.
It's like a business decision as well.
You know, in particular period, everywhere. But I'm interested in that. And me back a little through Bandcamp. Listener by buying the able to cover the expenses by myself.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to buy it.
Buddy, I'm Dagamoth, one when you're listening to Give Me a Beat. We'll be right back.
What is next for you?
Going back to Italy. Yeah, because I music, I have also day job. So during day job and during the weekend, I'm playing as
And job, if I can ask.
I'm a cartographer. I draw maps for like editorial planning for 3 days a week.
And ever make it really live from music? Or are you going to quit your...
Yes, for sure. I feel lucky to have, I can pay that, obviously, my love is, If I lean on silence,
great to hear you, to be honest. So what does it like being here at Primavera?
I had already played here like him with another Italian band. We were guests for the festival. It wasn't day pro night. Now being selected by the music committee, so it was like winning election, and they told me like big gigs.
Amazing.
The other time I was here, it was just people had invited the band. And completely different stuff. There was a Sicilian music with Mediterranean and African, but also punk influences. 6-7 people on stage. So
it's totally different. Yeah. Somebody would ask you, where would you like to be, like the festival or new or country like to play?
I like to have a European tour. I book my gigs, but I can move around because I don't have the energy to work. I find like you can support me abroad.